Humboldt County health officials have told the Board of Supervisors conditions at the Yeehaw commune in Trinidad pose urgent public health concerns, and there's doubt about how well they'll be addressed. Supervisors got an update on the situation at their November 5th meeting, with sewage discharge and drinking water safety topping what was described by Environmental Health Director Mario Calson as, quote, urgent risks to residents, to health, and to the environment. County Health Officer Candy Stockton said she has an obligation to flag the serious risk conditions at Yeehaw, including, quote, sewage contamination, foodborne and fecal contamination illnesses, and a number of other public health risks. Stockton said Yeehaw owner Charles Garth is, quote, making a profit from rents, which board chair Rex Bone also mentioned. Yeehaw residents view Garth as a benefactor, however, and the difficulty in balancing code enforcement against a dire need for housing was discussed in this exchange between Bone and Planning Director John Ford.
Somebody's making some money here.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, you can do whatever you want, but there's, if I do the math, somebody's been making some good money.
I think the struggle that we have is that there are people's lives who are affected by this. And we are, as sensitively as we possibly can, trying to deal with the situation where the site, for all intents and purposes, there is nothing that is permitted there. And it's questionable what could be permitted. And so it is painful to confront this tension that exists between disrupting people, as Dr. Stockton mentioned, and trying to bring a site into compliance. And we're trying to find a fine line there.
Last September, Garth was given 39 weeks to address code issues. An inspection last month noted the urgent sewage and water concerns, and an immediate requirement is to have two porta potties installed along with a hand washing station. Calson said that's just the bare minimum of what needs to be done. But as shown in this exchange between Garth and Bone, there's a delta between what the county wants done and what Garth believes should be done.
My septic is grade A septic, right? You know, that is, I can get a medal for how good it is. It's aerobic decomposition. These are not vault toilets. And that stuff, that the septic on the ground, I'm proud of that septic on the ground.
Charles, what I'd like to address, I mean, and we'll look at, I'll talk to Mario about a medal for your toilet. But as we move forward, can we talk about what we're looking for? Is the financial responsibilities moving forward? Are you going to clean up the messes that don't deserve medals, bring in the porta potties, and address these issues going forward? Because if the next 5 years is going to be like the last 25, then we're wasting a lot of people's times. But there's going to be some financial effort on your part that has not really been made. You've gone and filed some paperwork, but you're going to have to jump up and say, yeah, I'm going to make this right, and I'm going to make this right in the next 34 weeks.
I'm all about making it right, but you need to step up and make it right, too. I have a settlement agreement saying you guys are going to expedite my permits. Nobody else gets that. Our community has that. No one else has, and especially consideration with the county, signed contract to expedite our permits.
Many residents of Yeehaw spoke during a public comment period and disagreed with the county's evaluations. One said the commune's composting toilet is, quote, the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And another said the problem isn't one of public safety, but, quote, a failure of regulations. Others said the county's deadline is inhumane and disrespectful, and that Yeehaw is actually a demonstration of how, quote, what we are doing is good for humanity. Garth now has 35 weeks to fix code issues. But Supervisor Mike Wilson questioned, quote, the capacity of this property owner to actually deal with this situation.
That capacity doesn't seem to be getting better, and I'm concerned about that. And it speaks to what happens if that capacity is in any way unable to move forward. I just want to be clear. It's like if if a person is having, you know, and I want to say, like, can our county do better to reach out to folks? Always. We always can be doing better. That's something we're working on iteratively, constantly trying to do that. But likewise, this is a situation with over 30 residents, over 20 build structures. It's complicated and not easy to deal with. And there has to be some understanding about the competency of a, of the institution that is trying to do that, of the owner and the capacity of that. That I think that's relevant in this situation.
Yeehaw residents said one porta potty is at the site and another will be installed. But the code compliance of the commune's waterless toilet system is an issue that will remain, as Carlson said a permit application for it has a number of problems and will be denied. A decision wasn't on the agenda, and supervisors voted only to accept the update and take heed of the updated requirements, which include applying for a zoning change designating the site for emergency housing. But Ford has said, even with that designation, Yeehaw's living structures and systems will have to meet code. And Bone said 35 weeks is a hard deadline, telling Garth, quote, there won't be an extension. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.